probing the multi-wavelength emission scenario of GRB 190114C, by Mark Klinger et al. Multi-wavelength observation of the gamma-ray burst, GRB 190114C, opens a new window for studying the emission mechanism of GRB afterglows. Its very high energy, VHE, is greater than or equal to 100 GeV. Detection has motivated an inverse Compton interpretation for the emission, but this has not been tested. Here, we revisit the early afterglow emission from 68 to 180 seconds and perform the modeling likelihood analysis with the KeV to TeV datasets. We compute for the first time the statistical preference in the combined synchrotron, SIN, and synchrotron self-Compton, SSC, model over the SIN-only model. In agreement with earlier analyses, between 68 and 110 seconds an unstable preference for the SSC model can be found, which can also be explained by systematic cross-calibration effect between the included instruments. We conclude that there is no stable statistical preference for one of the two models. This was probing the multi-wavelength emission scenario of GRB 190114C, by Mark Klinger et al.